You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Chillabuster. I'm your host, Connor.
And I'm Yuri. Welcome to an exciting episode.
Hope everyone had a good week.
Yeah, it's been the first day in 2 days, so, you know, maybe people are getting a good feel for it. So, what do you got going on today, Connor?
I've been binge-watching The Lord of the Rings for the first time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just finished Return of the King about an hour ago, 2 hours ago.
Oh, wow.
And, it's
pretty moving ending, right?
Yeah, that was pretty incredible. Yeah. So, that's kind of all I can think about right now, but we're going to steer clear of that. It is Super Tuesday.
Yes, and we're going to get a check on the results periodically. We'll have our first results check right now.
So what is going on with the voters on Super Tuesday? Do you happen to see the Spike Lee New York Knicks?
Joe Biden has won Alabama.
Joe Biden has won Alabama.
Joe Biden has won North Carolina. Bernie Sanders has won Vermont. And Joe Biden has won Virginia. And also now they're calling, in some cases, Maine.
For
Bernie Sanders. So two states to three, with Joe Biden having, you know, North Carolina and Virginia, some pretty big states. So we also look ahead to California and Texas, the two huge states, which, you know, a real battle between Bernie and Joe in those states. So we're going to keep you guys posted. And, hey, remember, it's a call-in show. So call in at 610-330-5316. If you've got a Lord of the Rings, you know, take... something to say about Super Tuesday, and you know we're going to be talking about some other stuff, so if you want to contribute to that, or maybe you just have a story from your life, call
if
in.
You also feel passionately about the Olympic sport, you can probably give the name of where you cross country ski and then rifle and then cross country ski.
Biathlon, right?
Maybe something like that. If you know what we're talking about and you believe you should, you know, that should be an Olympic sport, I would love to discuss that as well.
Oh yeah, we're debating. You can call in with an Olympic sport and you should say this should not exist, and you know we'll debate that with you. Maybe we'll agree with you that that shouldn't be an Olympic sport. You know, maybe we won't, but we're doing Olympics stuff today.
You could also, if you get creative, say this should be in the Olympics.
Well, yeah, but it's already in the Olympics, so you're kind of preaching to the choir. Like, don't call in if you think it should be, unless someone else said it shouldn't be. Then you can
actually, yeah, I take back what I said. We're listening to the Ballad of Howie Bling, of course. I don't know what else I can say about it.
By Daniel Lopatin from the Uncut Gems soundtrack.
Talk about an Oscar snub.
Yeah. One of maybe the best movie I've ever seen. I'm not capping.
Maybe people are so used to his more recent roles that, you know, they weren't going to give an award to someone who disrespects the industry like that, who puts money over making high-quality, funny movies for the family to enjoy.
I think he's doing his thing. He's, you know, he's not a saint, but Adam Sandler is definitely a hero.
And why did he make Zoolander 2?
I don't think he was in that movie or involved with it. Adam Sandler?
Wait, I got Adam Sandler and Ben Stiller confused for a quick second.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
Redacted. Grown Ups too.
It was good. At the time, you know, I saw it in theaters, I wasn't disappointed.
What's better, Cars 3 or Grown Ups 2?
I haven't seen Cars 3, I've only seen Cars 1 and 2.
Is Cars 1 better than, I thought The Two Towers is better than Return of the King.
Really? Like the Battle of Helm's Deep?
It kind of,
That was a sick battle.
As a disappointed Game of Thrones fan, I thought it was really cool how they had a big battle, like a siege on a castle or fortress in the dark, and you can actually see what's happening.
Yeah, very well shot. That's just real, you know.
And that was 20 years ago. They really botched. Watch that.
Yeah, feel free to call in whenever.
Okay, so New York Knicks related incident. Spike Lee was filmed getting like harassed and stuff. And then did you see the statement that the Knicks sent out?
They said he was using the staff entrance, but they told him to use the VIP entrance repeatedly.
But the way they said it, they were like, the fact that he's trying to make any of this like he's trying to play victim for this, it is laughable. Dude, he's giving them like millions of dollars for his tickets.
David situation. No, I think he gets his tickets for free.
No, no, he pays for his tickets, dude. Yeah.
I thought he was like a legend. So.
No. It's something like $10 million or whatever he's paid for tickets. So he's literally given James Dolan like $10 million and he got harassed for taking the employee entrance. Come on.
Hey, what's up with Dolan, you know? We had some callers who didn't like him. We had some callers who did.
Yeah, if you feel strongly passionate about Dolan, you know, let us know. If you really like him, you like his band, the music he makes.
Best owner in the league? Yes or no?
Also the owner of the Rangers. If you want to talk Rangers, I'll talk Rangers.
I'll talk Islanders.
I'll talk Oilers, actually. Ask me about McDavid or Draisaitl. I don't care about
what's up with
the
McDavid
rest of the league.
Draisaitl, how's his year going?
McDavid and Draisaitl are having very good years.
Two different guys, let me say.
I mean, they're both like 1 and 2 in the league in points, or at least they were at one point. I don't know what they're at right now.
Are they on the same team?
They are on the same team, correct.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So what have you seen on Twitter lately? Seen anything on Twitter warrants discussion?
Yeah, most of my Twitter feed has been Democratic primary related, but I'm going to try to swing off that topic until we get more results. I'm just really enjoying the ballad of Howie Bling.
Ooh, we have 1% reporting in Massachusetts, but they're not declaring a winner.
I think Warren is going to get Massachusetts.
No, it looks like Joe Biden and Bernie are performing the best in Massachusetts.
I thought she was going to pull that one out.
And Oklahoma, Joe Biden holds a slight lead with 1% of results in. Tennessee with 1% reporting, Michael Bloomberg leads, but he's only 3 points ahead of Joe Biden and 1 point, and Barry Sanders 1.10. Texas with 1% reporting, Joe Biden leads by 0.2% over Bernie Sanders, so that's too close to call with 1% in.
In Texas?
Yeah. And that's all for now. So back to Twitter.
You guys watch any Zion Williamson?
Yes.
Most of my Twitter feed has been Zion dunking on people.
Pelicans Lakers game was a great game.
Oh. Looks like we're getting a call. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, who is this?
Who's calling?
Good. This is Matt from Cleveland.
Matt from Cleveland. Wow.
Hello, Cleveland guy.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for calling in, Matt from Cleveland.
Oh yeah, long time listener, first time caller.
Love to see it.
It is a call-in show after all, so we do like those calls, guys.
Well, I wanted to make a brief comment on the Bernie Sanders versus Joe Biden issue. Because personally, I feel like, at least around the Ohio area, I've heard a lot of people, maybe, you know, more Republican-leaning people, feel like their main argument against him is that he's old. But personally, I don't think Joe Biden's much better. You know, I was watching one of the debates, and I could have sworn I saw a fly just go right in Biden's mouth.
Yeah, he seems to be, you know, aging mentally.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was he did a great job as VP by doing nothing, and I think that it's probably the highest office he needs in this country.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that.
Bernie, on the other hand, he seems great, and I like that he seems to have clear outlines for his different ideas on, you know, the environment and on healthcare.
Yeah. I think.
What do you got?
I think he's outlined his plans well, and despite critics, he does show how they will be paid with taxes or various things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I looking at Biden's plan, it seems like too little, too late.
Yeah,
and I think that we're certainly at the point where the environment we need big moves right now, and I to have those clearly outlined and to have an idea of where you actually want to go. Day one in the office, how are you going to start working on the environment, working on this obviously major issue that needs to be, one of, if not the priority. It's much better to have a clearly laid out plan that has a time scale that actually seems realistic in helping, turn the tide of this issue.
Yeah. I think something people overlook with Bernie is he's planning on legalizing solidarity strikes, which means any union can strike in solidarity with a union in a different industry, which right now is illegal. That's a huge thing for both helping the environment and just giving a lot more power to the people.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that if Trump, represents anything, certainly he probably represents a lot of negatives in a lot of people's mind. But I think that a big one is, just sort of not just capitalism, but specifically, big business and corporations and just kind of preying on, the weaker people. I always thought it was funny how he would claim to bring jobs back, but you look at pretty much anywhere and, if you take into account the fact that the economy's improved, there's not a whole lot of job growth even with that. So, it's obvious that he doesn't represent the small man. I thought that was pretty obvious, 4 years ago when he was running, but evidently
you had to look at who he was against, though. Compared to Hillary Clinton, I feel like he represented the small man.
Yeah, for sure. And I do hope, though, that we don't see the same thing that we saw 4 years ago with Bernie Sanders, because I feel like that's really how Trump pulled off that election. Obviously, he had a much bigger turnout than a lot of people expected. But I think that the number one issue in talking to Democrats and liberals that I know is that a lot of people just didn't vote for Hillary because they wanted Bernie. I know a lot of people that voted for, the smaller, lesser known candidates because they didn't, in good conscience want to vote for Hillary, which makes a lot of sense. But she was really the only one with a decent chance of beating him. And I think that's how he ended up pulling it off, is that the Democrats were just too divided. So I really hope that doesn't happen this year with the number of candidates that we have.
Yeah, I think it's down to Joe Biden and Bernie right now. Really, Bloomberg sort of made a statement today. I think he's going to drop out after Super Tuesday.
I'd like to see Bloomberg drop out. I'm tired of his commercials, and I don't think they worked on really anybody. It doesn't take much to look at Bloomberg and pull back the cover a little bit and see that obviously he's had a varied history in politics. I mean, he flip-flops a lot between Republican and Democrat, and he's done a lot of stuff that I can't see Democrats agreeing with, but also he's running on a Democratic platform, so he's not going to get any kind of Republican support.
Yeah. I don't really know what he was thinking, honestly, but it seems now that he's kind of realized that the ads won't win him the race.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the presidential race is still, quite a lot about the amount of money that you can put into it, but it's nice to see that he couldn't just sweep the competition solely based on the size of his walls there.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, thank you so much. I love the show.
Yeah,
and
great call.
Look forward to listening soon.
Wow. Great call. Good call. What were your opinions on that caller?
Seems like a pretty well-informed caller. He seemed to have a lot to say, and he said it well.
We're going to take a quick break for a second because we have a special segment coming up soon. So just give us a second.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
What's this segment?
He never listens to them. He knows that they're the fools. They don't like him, the fool.
Oh, so what's Jared Kushner been up to since last Tuesday when we checked it out? Well, he has divested in a real estate technology firm.
Thank you.
We're back.
Oh, it's working.
Hello, this is WJRH.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name and where are you calling from, friend?
Justin again from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, there's another Cleveland guy, huh?
Did you have another Cleveland person on?
Yeah, we did.
When?
Just, you know, like 10 minutes ago, maybe?
Yeah, I would say about 10 minutes ago, before we had some technical difficulties.
What's the background noise you got?
Guys, that's a pretty
going on.
Not great sounding noise there.
What?
What's the background noise?
What was
noise?
All that?
So, yeah, what's going on around your location?
Very well. Something going on around me.
Can you speak up a little bit, please, caller?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I'm coming over to you.
What?
All right, we're going to hang up on this. This guy is not responding. Wow, I didn't enjoy that. That was a complete mockery of our craft.
Wasn't a great call.
Maybe callers don't be like that.
Hey, come on. Cleveland callers, you've been really good, but that guy?
It was a really good Cleveland call, and then it kind of just dropped off.
Should I hang the phone up?
I should have much sooner. I was giving him a redemptive arc.
Physically. All right, we got a caller.
Hello, who's this? Sorry, can you repeat that?
Super Tuesday episode, right?
This is a Super Tuesday episode.
Okay, I got a question. There's a little statistic on the CNN that they just proposed, and said 49% of voters for Biden had just decided in the last few days that they were voting for Biden. What do you think this means for the American political process in general?
Well, I think it was Buttigieg and Klobuchar dropping out and endorsing Biden, as well as his strong South Carolina performance. So I think that's why people are deciding to vote for him just now.
But what do you think it means that the person who could potentially get the nomination doesn't really have any kind of actual support or energy around him?
I think he would definitely lose against Trump in the general election.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's why I'm kind of concerned for this. I feel like people who aren't necessarily involved or passionate about the political process are kind of controlling it.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that. I think it's kind of the design of the political process so that people aren't, you know, paying attention very closely.
But isn't that part of it?
I guess, oh, forgot to ask, who is this and where are you calling from?
Yeah, who is this? Where are you calling from, listener?
This is not Pete Buttigieg.
We didn't think it was.
Yeah, you didn't have us.
You mind if I perform a song?
Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from first? Very nice.
I'm from American Samoa. I voted for Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Michael Bloomberg won American Samoa, followed by Tulsi.
Tulsi's still in the race?
What?
Tulsi Gabbard is still in the race?
Yeah. She's going to probably win.
See, now that's the one I could get behind.
Some of her policies are pretty good, actually, I think. She wants to ban fracking.
What'd you say?
You guys a bunch of commies?
No.
No.
I don't know about that.
You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is the Chill Buster. I'm Connor, your host.
And I'm Yuri. And we've got a caller here. What's your name, sir? You still haven't told us.
What's your name, buddy?
My name?
Yeah. What's your name, partner?
My name is Burke. My name is Burke Deviant.
Nice, Burke
Deviant. Why are you laughing?
We're not laughing.
Did something funny happen, Super Tuesday?
No, that's on your end. The laughter was from your end of the call.
Well, you know what? Everyone's laughing at you guys.
Yeah.
Making fun of your caller?
What do you mean? We're succeeding at this. We are winning right now. This is how we win.
We don't win until Bernie wins.
Yeah. I'm checking the some live Super Tuesday results.
Hey, caller, what's your opinion on the biathlon in the Winter Olympics?
You really want
to
know?
This is a call-in show. We try to be honest, and we have really just great conversation. So I want to know.
I like the event that has the rifle shooting.
Okay.
I think rifles should be incorporated into every Olympic sport.
Bernie Sanders leads by 7% in Texas.
I don't think you could integrate that into every single sport.
You say 7 or 17?
7. But there's only 1% reporting. But it looks pretty good for Bernie.
You guys got coronavirus?
No, we do not. No. And, hey, everyone who's listening, a little PSA, wash your hands.
And,
hand sanitizer does not work on a virus.
It does work on
it's
most viruses.
It's more for bacteria.
It works on
it will
most
not
viruses.
Work for corona. Because
it's 67% alcohol.
Soap is very effective. No one's buying soap. Stores and, like, Kmart's have run out of hand sanitizer. But there's
and
no
soaps.
One
I've
taking
seen some
soaps.
Pictures from Target where all the soap's gone.
Just be careful out there, guys.
Luckily, I make my own soap. What do you think of that, caller? Do you make your own soap, or do you get yours store brand?
Probably gets it from Amazon.
Well, it depends if I, is piss a swear word?
No, but don't say it.
All right, well, it depends if I'm pissing or pooping.
No, I mean, like, don't you use soap for other things?
Soap for other things?
Yeah, like, to
like
wash
what?
Your body?
Like carpet?
In the shower or something?
I'm voting for Bernie Sanders. Okay, I care about the environment. I don't shower.
All right, I respect that.
Also, where are you getting your soap from?
I make my own soap.
Where do you get the ingredients?
I forage for them. Find them in the trash.
Yeah.
Or in the woods.
Killing whales?
No. There's no whales in the trash or in the woods.
That's debatable. So in more important news, you guys hear about Juice WRLD?
Yeah. We heard. It's pretty sad.
It's pretty sad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is unfortunate.
Play one of his songs, maybe? I feel like it's kind of, I don't know, you guys have had this show for how long and you haven't played one Juice WRLD song?
Well, his songs are explicit.
We do have a non-explicit song that we could...
Oh, yeah, we have a song that I think you'll like, caller.
I told you my name. Stop referring to me, caller.
Okay, Bark Devious? Deviant?
Bark Deviant. B-U-R-C. Deviant spelled as it is in the Webster's Dictionary.
All right, sorry about that, Burke Deviant.
Burke, how do you feel about this song?
I'm conflicted about this.
You don't like Mischief on My Mind?
Oh, is this Mischief on My Mind?
Yeah.
See, I feel like Bernie Sanders is the murder of my mind of medley songs, and Joe Biden's maybe the mischief on my mind. It's kind of a watered down, sad, dead version.
That's an interesting metaphor.
With a bad message, and actually, I guess murder is not great politics.
I think mischief is worse than murder. I think we can agree on that.
No, we're gonna redact that. That is false.
I don't know.
All these player haters? What?
Yeah, all these player haters, bro. They're trying to knock him, but they can't because he's on his grind.
Alright, that's back.
What do you think? Do you know anything about Melly's court case? You're invested in the outcome?
I mean, I'm from American Samoa, but I do know a little bit about South Florida hip hop.
That's interesting that you know so much about that.
I mean, I do, and I'm from Allentown, so
it's not American Samoa.
But I did hear that YNW, whoever was his accomplice, might be released on bail soon.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty. Pretty shocking development in the story.
Is he talking to the police?
I don't think so. I just don't think they have sufficient evidence.
So you think Melly might not get charged?
No, I think Melly will. I don't think his accomplice will.
But without him, like, saying that it was Melly, couldn't Melly just say, oh, maybe it was, you know, him? We don't know.
I think we should stop talking about this.
All right.
Get ourselves into trouble. I don't want to get into any mischief.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a murderer.
Oh, we're getting a call from...
I would take it.
Call seemed to fail there. Hello, who is this? Can you please turn the music off in the background?
Could you turn off your music?
Can you quickly just explain what you're doing and then maybe we'll let you play your music? Yeah, we're gonna have to end this call.
I don't think we should have ended the call in that way. But should
turn
his music off in the background.
Well, yeah, that's really what we were asking for.
So we have a PSA now.
Actually, in like a second.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council. Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
So that was just a quick PSA. You're still listening to the Chill Buster.
And we have a caller.
Hello, who is this?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
I ate all the toothpaste, all the Sensodyne by Nova, with Novamint, and now I thought it would give me a buzz, and it's not.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my backyard, I think.
Yeah, all right, you gotta control yourself. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I ate all of my toothpaste.
That was the wrong move.
The Novamin was supposed to give me a good butt.
All right, yeah.
Well, if you would have listened to the PSA, you know you're not supposed to.
Yeah, the PSA was explicit. Do not eat all the toothpaste.
And that was ridiculous. Any more results on the Super Tuesday?
Yeah, a couple things are actually changing up. So this stuff's not as concrete as we originally thought. It looks like Joe Biden will still win in Alabama. Arkansas is too close to call between Biden, Bernie, and Bloomberg. Maine is too close to call between Bernie and Biden. Massachusetts, also too close to call between Bernie and Biden. Joe Biden has won North Carolina. Oklahoma is a very close race. Tennessee, close race. Texas, Bernie has a decent lead. Vermont, Bernie's won. And Virginia, Joe Biden has won. But Bernie's up 6 in Texas with 21% reporting. So it's looking pretty good.
Oh, it's already at 21%? Wow.
Yeah. We're starting to get results in, folks. This is Super Tuesday. This is what it's all about.
This is March. NCAA is. March Madness and Super Tuesday.
But, Super Tuesday also happens in November.
Yeah, we're talking about this March. So, this song has bad words. It's not playing. What's your opinion on the Lord of the Rings series?
I like it a lot. You know, I grew up watching those movies. They're very good. I've seen them a lot of times, and I really enjoy them.
Which one's your favorite?
Yeah, it's probably also the Two Towers, because the Battle of Helm's Deep is very sick.
Looks like we're getting another caller. Hello, who is this?
Hello?
Hello? I ate all the toothpaste. The Novamin.
This is a different guy.
This is not the same person. Please stop prank calling us.
Yeah, enough with this toothpaste. Alright, we're going to have to let go of the caller.
We've said enough of that, and we have just blocked that number.
We don't want to hear about your toothpaste.
I'm a little disappointed in the fans.
Hey, we had a really great Cleveland caller, though.
We did.
And a great American Samoa caller.
Learned a lot about
part of a Bloomberg voter. Yeah, they say we're not fair. We had a very cordial interaction with a Bloomberg voter.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the Chillabuster with Connor.
And Yuri.
Our website is always WJRH.org. Phone number 610-330-5316. A bit of a bumpy episode. Some technical difficulties again. It seems to be happening a lot, but we'll figure it out.
And we're going to close things out with Answers Me by Arthur Russell. Thanks for listening. And it's all, and then